Today we celebrate the first Sunday after Christmas. So the lights may be coming down. The gifts may already be put away. But the church says to us, do not rush past Christmas. Today's gospel from John brings us back to the very heart of what we have just celebrated. John does not give us shepherds or angels or a manger. Instead, he takes us deeper and reminds us what Christmas really means, not just for Bethlehem long ago, but for our lives today. In the gospel reading, John tells us, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This is the first and most important reminder of Christmas. Christmas is about Jesus, God's own Son, choosing to be born among us. But why? Why would God do that? There is a story told by a philosopher, Soren Kierkegaard, about a prince who fell in love with a poor peasant girl. That king faced a problem. If he commanded her to marry him, she would have no freedom. If he came in royal splendor, she might love the riches and not the man. So the prince made a radical decision. He took off his royal robes, left the palace, and came to live among the people as one of them. Only then could the young woman freely come to love him for who he truly was. That, my brothers and sisters, is Christmas. God did not stay distant. He did not shout from heaven. He did not overwhelm us with power. Instead, he came quietly, humbly, as a child. He came close. He took on our flesh, our struggles, our joys, and our tears. The Word became flesh so that we would know without any doubt that God loves us, not from far away, but right here in our real lives. Now, the second reminder of Christmas is found in the question, will we receive him when he comes? John then gives us a hard truth. He said in the gospel, he came to his own, and his own people did not accept him. We see this first in Bethlehem. The Son of David came to the city of David, yet there is no room for him in the inn. He is born in a stable, and then it becomes even larger. He came to his own people of Israel, and many reject him. But thank God, that is not the end of the story, because John immediately adds, but to those who did receive him, he gave power to become children of God. Now this is the second reminder of Christmas. How we respond when Jesus comes. When we receive Jesus, when we make room for him in our hearts and homes, something changes. We become sons and daughters of God. And if God is our Father, then every person we meet is our brother and sister. And that means that the person who is struggling, the sad and the lonely, the person who needs forgiveness, or the person who annoys us, they are all children of God, our brothers and sisters. And this brings us to the third and final reminder. And this is illustrated by this simple and beautiful story. And this story is told about a little girl who was visiting a church nativity scene and said, "It's beautiful. But there is one thing that bothers me," the little girl said. "Isn't baby Jesus ever going to grow up? He's the same size last year." Her question is more profound than it sounds. Jesus did not remain a baby. He grew. And that growth happened within a family. Jesus needed to be fed, to be taught, corrected, loved, and formed. And he was by Mary and Joseph. That is to say, the home is where Jesus first grew up in life and in faith. And for us at home, the parents play the principal role. If we look at Mary and Joseph, we know that they were rooted in scripture and prayer. Mary's Magnificat is filled with God's word. Jesus learned to pray and to live a devout life at home. He prayed alone. He prayed with others. He fasted. He kept the holy days. Jesus also learned the dignity of work. Joseph taught him a trade. And Mary taught him that quiet faithfulness of daily life. From their home in Nazareth came the images Jesus later used in his stories, in his parables. Remember his parables about women baking bread, mending clothes, searching for lost coins, and families struggling and trusting God. So this then is the third and final reminder. The need to grow up in and as a family. And each of us, grandparents or parents, children or grandchildren, has a role to play. And my prayer is that we play it well. This is also our hope for this Christmas season. And because we will be seeing you next year, which is actually next Sunday, is already next year. I will just say, and my last remark is Happy New Year to you all. From me, my family, to yours. Amen.